WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Bonnie Raitt has always positioned herself in the pop marketplace as the white, upper-middle-class equivalent to the black blues musicians she grew up idolizing. Implicit in her stance are the notions that a woman can make music as rough and realistic as a man, and that a woman can have as long and varied a career as a man's. Although Raitt has always presented herself as a friendly, open soul, these goals are really tough ones, and they imply a fierce determination that comes through on her new album, Nick of Time. After a recording silence of 3 years, Raitt has returned with a reaffirmation of her original ideas and some of the strongest singing of her career.
Just when I thought
Nick of Time has been produced by Don Was of Was Not Was. He's certainly a provocative choice for producer, as anyone who's heard the crazy quilt funk rock of his band will confirm. But Don Fagenson, to use his real name, is on some level a kindred spirit to Bonnie Raitt. Like her, he's a compulsive eclectic whose truest instincts are found in black styles, particularly blues and soul. Raitt is the only white singer I can think of who can pull off an updated soul song like this one, Love Letter. In the past, Bonnie Raitt has worked with a wide range of producers, from Paul Rothchild to Peter Asher, who've done their best to give Raitt a consistent sound. The idea was to build an identifiable commercial style, but with the exception of a fluke semi-hit she scored in 1979 with a version of Del Shannon's Runaway, that strategy just hasn't worked. Raitt recorded sometimes wonderful, always good albums that went nowhere. On Nick of Time, Don Was has tried something different. He's tossed away the idea of associating Raitt with a particular sound. He's encouraged her to sing blues, rock, pop, and even this modified reggae rhythm. That song, called Have a Heart, accomplishes a couple of things. Most obviously, it stretches Raitt's musical range. But it also allows you to hear the way her voice has aged. There's a wonderfully smoky jaggedness to her singing here and on a few other songs that confirms the fact that she really can keep on singing as long as the ancient blues singers she admires. She's found a way to make her voice, which is now revealing the 2 decades she spent singing, very rich and expressive. There are a couple of clinkers on Nick of Time, the nightclubby ballad I Ain't Gonna Let You Break My Heart Again, and the exaggerated blues parody The Road's My Middle Name. But, and I know we fans say this every time Rate puts out a new record, the rest of the album offers her most accessible music to date. And let's face it, we'll keep saying this until she achieves the success she deserves.